jukebox.
Jukebox.
Juke Jones. Got a jukebox.
We had Spike Jones on the bar.
All the jukebox music.
Today on the Vinyl Experience, farewell to a comic revolutionary and a New York City character who latched on to one of the wildest rock and roll rides. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
How are you doing, New York
City? Good old
city.
Yes, it's ugly beauty. I mean, you know, it's a real gutsy city.
I've just got to see the village for the first time, all the different parts of it.
John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City, all your people. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City is your friend.
Came to visit New York City, you met the people from the streets. You dug the New York City people, you changed the New York City beats.
John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City are your people. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City is your friend.
New York has a new vibration, New York City is your station. New York is your other friend. New York wants you back again.
John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City are your people. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City is your friend.
You played in jams at Fillmore East. You shop and sing on New York Street. You also met the underground, walking through a freaky town.
John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City are your people. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City is your friend.
You also came for other reasons. New York wanted to be freedom. You rapped on New York radio. You on New York's Late Late Show.
John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City are your people. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City is your friend.
New York did your art and music. New York freaks know how to use it. Your ducks are moving politics. You had a groovy New York trip.
John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City are your people. John Lennon, Yoko Ono, New York City is your friend. New York City is your friend.
John Lennon, Yoko Ono in New York.
His name was David Peel. His group he called the Lower East Side. It was his turf. It was his town, New York City. And then a visitor came from across the ocean. And the symbiosis between John Lennon and David Peel, international rock star and local street folk singer, would be one of the great New York stories of the early 70s. David passed away this week. Lennon has been gone for 35 years, but their spirit is very much still dug into the grit and the cobblestone that still stands in Lower Manhattan. They performed that music on television and on radio, and then it was all immortalized in song, a couple from John Lennon's New York period, the 1972 LP Sometime in New York City, the 1973 LP Mind Games, on the Vinyl Experience. New York City's meatpacking district is chic by 21st century standards, but in the early 1970s, it was the down low. And the idea that a very rich and famous guy like John Lennon would feel at home there only underscored the need that he had to get back to his own roots after a period of almost surreal superstardom. Seems like Lennon felt like he was in Liverpool when he looked across the river at Hoboken looming and the decaying docks and the gray Hudson and the New York skyline, jagged and dotted with as much decay as rebirth. It was an interesting time and place, and it made him feel right at home. So out of that came the song Meat City, which was the B-side of the 45 RPM release of Mind Games in 1973. In the song New York City, John identifies David Peel, who came up to him and sang Have a Marijuana and The Pope Smokes Dope, and Lennon was smitten, and the rest is history. They'd work together, and Peel would become part of the coterie of downtown people that kept Lennon's company until he escaped to the upstate Manhattan digs of the Dakota. The vinyl experience is remembering this time as we remember David Peel, who's passed away just this past week. The Fillmore East was a storied part of that world, and it was where Frank Zappa and his Mothers of Invention gave a concert that brought John and Yoko on stage for a little jam session. And that came out on the 1971 record release Live at the Fillmore.
Hey, sit down and cool it for a minute so you can hear what we're going to do. And for those of you in the band who have no idea what's about to happen, this is an A minor, and it's not standard blues changes. But it's close.
This is a song that I used to sing when I was in the cabin in Liverpool. I haven't done it since, so...
Yeah.
warm New York June night in 1971. You're in the East Village. You take a chance and go to a Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention show at the Fillmore East. For your money, for the bargain, you get to see John Lennon and Yoko Ono take the stage and jam. That captured on the album release, The Mothers Live at the Fillmore. Well, Baby Please Don't Go, on the vinyl experience. So that was New York then. This is New York now in the 21st century. And yet there is an echo of that time, a look back by the brilliant Elbow and New York Morning from the LP, The Takeoff and Landing of Everything.
First to put a simple truth in words binds the world in a feeling all familiar, 'cause everybody owns the great ideas, and it feels like there's a big one round the corner. Tenor open out into New York, wearing all that talk is all the answers, and oh my giddy aunt, New York can talk. It's the modern Rome and vulcanized to Yoko. Every bone of rivet steel, each cornerstone and ankle, chain good juts and rusted water tower. Building in this town.
shade of everything. But the way it ends depends on if you're home. For every soul, a pillow at a window, please. In the modern room where folk are nice to Yoko.
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. The boys of the NYPD chorus still singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus are singing, "Go away, babe," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
Pogues on the Vinyl Experience, a New York fairy tale, which has become something of a seasonal favorite, but it certainly does portray the gritty side of the city. Before that, a postmodern view of gleaming skyscrapers and endless possibilities if we could only cut through all that New York talk. That's the point of view of Guy Garvey, Elbow, and New York Morning. You want New York grit? You got it. Grandmaster Flash Reel.
Too much. Too many people, too much. A baby cries and a mother dies, and the tears fall from the doctor's eyes. Because in this room, on this day, the good Lord has given and taken away. The gift of life really means a lot, and in the ghetto, your life is all you got. So you take to the streets, trying to exist in the trash and slime of a world like this. What you watch on TV tells you what life is supposed to be. But when you look outside, the only thing you see is a poverty-stricken reality. Abandoned places, angry faces, much hate and hunger throughout the races. You say I'm grown and I'm on my own, so why don't everybody just leave me alone? Now you stay at home, talking on the phone, doing 90 miles an hour in the 50-mile zone. They never took the time to tell you about sex, so you had to learn about it in the discotheque. 9 months later, the baby is there, and the nigga that did it said, I don't care, you don't have enough money to help me too, so you have to choose between the baby and you. The sky was crying, rain and hail, when you put your baby in the garbage pail. Then you kissed the kid and put down the lid, and you tried to forget what you just did. The muffled screams of a dying baby was enough to drive the young mother crazy, so she ran in the rain trying to ease the pain, and she drove herself insane.
New York, New York, big city of dreams, but everything in New York ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, but I'm down by law and I know my way around.
I'm too much, too many people, too much. Too much, too many people, too much.
What's happening, man? Man, you should see these bad girls.
New
I got work in the corner for
you. Hey, yo, baby, come here, man. Give me a little.
Let's try to get some
hey,
money.
Hey, yo,
man.
Y'all know this dude? Look, he's coming right here. Let's rob him, man.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, nah, leave him alone.
Hey, Slick, you know your way to Sugar Hill Records?
Hey, man, that's in Jersey, man. Come here, man. What's up?
Hey, man, watch
yo.
Out.
Yo,
hey,
man.
Big city of dreams, but everything in New York ain't always what it seems. You might get fooled if you come from out of town, but I'm down by law and I know my way around. Too much, too many people, too much. Too much, too many people, too much.
July, had a firecracker waiting to blow, breaking like a rocker who was making his way to the cities of Mexico. Lived in an apartment out on Avenue A, had a tall on a corner of town. Had myself a lover who was finer than gold, but I've been broken, I've been busted up since. Love don't play any games with me anymore like she did before. That would fit in the folds of my wallet and it stayed pretty good. Still amazed that I didn't lose it on a loop of the place. When I was drunk and I was thinking of you. Every day the children, they were singing the tunes out on the streets and you could hear from inside. Used to take the subway on the house and the third. I would wait for you and not try to hide. Love won't play any games with you anymore if you don't want them to. World won't wait, watch you shake. But honey, I don't blame you. Hell, I still love you, New York. Hell, I still love you, New York. New York. I remember Christmas in the blistering cold in a church on the Upper West Side. Babe, I stood there singing, I was holding your arm. You were holding my trust like a child. Found a lot of trouble out on Avenue B, but I tried to keep it over hello. Farewell to the city and the love of my life, as we left before we had to go. Love won't flee, it ain't games with you anymore if you don't want them to. Sweep in a sheet, this old thing out the door. I'll always be thinking of you, I'll always love you though, New York.
Vinyl Experience, spending some time in New York town, and Ryan Adams' 2001 release, Gold, was star-crossed by New York City's most infamous historical event, the events of September 11th, 2001. That was the actual release date that was scheduled for Ryan's record, which got overshadowed by a bigger news story. However, the song New York, New York would gain traction in the aftermath of the event and would become one of the emblematic and true signature songs of the great town. Ryan Adams' adopted home, by the way. And those skyscrapers always did pull travelers and revelers and dreamers from far and wide.
Streets in New York City, not counting MacDougal Alley in the heart of Greenwich Village, a charming thoroughfare.
Here we go again.
The famous places to visit are so many, or so the guidebooks say. I promised Daddy I wouldn't miss on any, and we have just one day. Gotta see the whole town from Yonkers on down to the bay.
In just one day, New York, New York, a visitor's place, where no one lives on account of the pace, but 7 million are screaming for space. New York, New York, it's a visitor's place.
Hey, look who's coming back, Tom and Andy.
Hey, Tom, Andy. Hey, fellas, how was your day in New York?
Oh, wonderful. I don't remember a thing.
Awful. I remember everything.
Manhattan women are dressed in silk and satin, or so the fellas say. There's just one thing that's important in Manhattan. When you have just one day, gotta pick up a date.
Maybe 7.
Or 8 on your way in just one day.
New York, New York, New York,
the hell of a town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down.
The people ride in a hole in the ground.
New York, New York.
It's a hell of a town.
rambling out of the Wild West, leaving the towns I loved the best. Thought I'd seen some ups and downs till I come into New York town. People going down to the ground, buildings going up to the sky. Wintertime in New York town, the wind blowing the snow around. Walk around with nowhere to go, you somebody can freeze right to the bone. I froze right to the bone. New York Times said it was the coldest winter in 17 years. I didn't feel so cold then. Swung on to my old guitar, grabbed hold of a subway car. After rocking, reeling, rolling, ride, I landed up on the downtown side, Greenwich Village. I walked down there and ended up in one of them coffee houses on the block. I'd get on the stage, sing and play. Man and I say, come back some other day. You sound like a hillbilly. We want folk singers here. Well, I got a harmonica job, begun to play, blowing my lungs out for a dollar a day. I blow it inside out and upside down. The man there said he loved my sound. He's raving about it. He loved my sound. Dollar a day's worth. After weeks and weeks of hanging around, I finally got a job in New York town. In a bigger place, bigger money too. Even joined a union and paid my dues. Now, a very great man once said that some people rob you with a fountain pen. It don't take too long to find out just what he was talking about. A lot of people don't have much food on their table, but they got a lot of forks and knives, and they gotta cut something. So one morning when the sun was warm, I rambled out of New York town. Pulled my cap down over my eyes, headed out for the western skies. So long, New York. Howdy, East Orange.
Apart from being iconic New York songs, those two share very little in common, except for one thing. The characters who speak in New York, New York, from the original cast of On the Town, composed by Leonard Bernstein, Adolph Green, and Betty Comden, and Talkin' New York Blues, composed and sung by Bob Dylan, well, those out-of-towners both make the common mistake. The newbie first-timer mistake of pronouncing it Greenwich Village. The vinyl experience is in New York town. And out-of-towner Johnny Winter felt right at home here.
on the 86th floor. Can't get used to living where the air's clear. I got to dig that funky urban atmosphere. New York, New York.
Town, when you're the only surfer boy.
New York's a lonely town for a West Coast transplanted surfer boy, unless he's willing to buy a ticket and go all the way out to the tip of Montauk Point. The Vinyl Experience with the Tradewinds. And to wrap up a suite of New York songs with a very odd cameo by the great iconic city in surf music. A son of New York and a son of something else by many other person's estimations, but a great performer and one of the iconic comedians, Don Rickles, has passed away. The insult comic left this world at age 90, but not without a few sharp observations about stuff and a few LP records left as legacy. Here is how one of those begins. From 1971, Don Rickles speaks, but Gary Owens gives him an intro.
This is G. Bernard Owens. Many people know Don Rickles as an outstanding comic. Few people, however, know that there is a serious side to Don Rickles. He has many thoughts. Thoughts of people, life, philosophy. Here to elicit those thoughts, an eminent panel of experts. The questioning begins.
Do you think much about dying?
Yes, doing this album. Doing this album, I've thought about dying. Dying, I figure when I go, I'll have about 40 cars at Riverside Chapel in New York with a motorcycle escort. I do plan to have my uncle to show up in his bathrobe. He dresses for nothing. I plan to have my aunt throw herself on the casket because my father owed her money. I do think my wife probably will be there and not know what the event is. That's the kind of wife I got. She'll probably look up and say, "Did he die?" I think in death we can make humor in death. You know, if you die, it would strike me funny. Because you're the kind of guy that if you die, there's a lot of humor there. Because what did they lose? You know, some guy that hangs around a record company saying, "You want to see my ball of wax?" So who needs you?
How would you like to go, Mr. Rickles?
I figure when I die, I want to be hit quick. You know, why hang around and have the eyes dance a little bit and have the family lean over trying to pick up where you kept the money? You know what I mean? It's murder when they all lean over the bed. Where's the money? You know, and they're cutting off the oxygen pump. So I just want to go, have the shoes turn up, and have a guy go, "That's it, Harry." You know, put me on a dump truck and take me out to the park.
And that's the Vinyl Experience for the late, great Don Rickles of Jackson Heights, Queens. Didn't turn out so bad after all. Find some past Vinyl Experience shows in the archives at prn.fm. Check out the Vinyl Experience station on iHeartRadio 24/7. The Vinyl Experience fan page on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.